We're at the Super Bowl with Jaguars owner Shad Khan. And Shad, I guess we'll get to the topic of the day first. How cool would it be if Tony Boselli would get in the Hall of Fame? You're a fan as well.
I think it'd be absolutely incredible, well-deserved, and I think be a great day for the Jags.
And since you've been here, what has he meant to you, the team, sort of the symbol of the franchise, if you will?
Yeah, he is absolutely that, and, you know, he's one player everybody identifies with. He was right there, obviously, the first player, the success he's had, and then, you know, what a great asset he is to the community. So he's been involved, engaged just about in every aspect of the team as well as Jacksonville. You know, couldn't be a better representative.
So as a fan, you're going to be holding your breath around 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm really, really hoping first time he gets on the ballot, you know, he gets it.
It struck me this morning, 5 years in now. I mean, five years ago, you're at your first Super Bowl. I've asked this before, but what have you learned? Where are you a better owner now than as a rookie?
Well, I think, you know, what we've learned is where we started with, where we've come from. Obviously, a lot of positives, and then, you know, still not the wins we need, I think, to be sustainable.
How much did the experience of having been through a couple of searches before help this year with you when you were looking for this new regime?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had, I think the big difference was huge amount of interest this time around. So anybody we would want to talk to really wanted to talk to us. And then there were other people who, you know, so most important thing was then really getting it down to the short list. And literally anybody and everybody we wanted to talk to, and you know, was interested. It also kind of confirmed that we do have the talent. Otherwise, you know, there wouldn't be the interest. I think 4 years ago, that was the common thread that, you know, you guys are so far from, you know, that it's they can do, you know, get something more to their liking. But this time around, we had the talent, we had the interest, and then, you know, we spent a lot of time with who would be the leadership of the team, you know, a day at a time. And then getting all the different perspectives and looking at them, you know, from all different angles, how they would blend in and the pieces would fit together.
Does that encourage you? I mean, obviously the record is not what you've wanted it to be, but the fact that there was interest and there's a perception now that there is talent and it's closer, does that encourage you?
Well, I think if you don't have the encouragement, you don't have the, you know, the power of optimism.
Right.
I mean, you shouldn't be, you know, in my position. I think you have to absolutely believe it, and you've got to have the drive and passion, you know, to make it successful.
3 weeks in, as you look back, it's so frenzied when you're making hires like this. With 3 weeks to reflect, I guess, what are your thoughts on Coughlin and his voice and his direction for the team?
I think excellent. I think, you know, Tom, obviously, you know, he's, we were talking about Tony Boselli, but, you know, Tom's pretty much been Mr. Jacksonville or Jaguars also with his history. But, and I really didn't know him well, you know, for a lot of different reasons. And this gave me the opportunity to spend time with him really without any agenda on his part or our part, just really kind of learning from him. And the more I got to know him, the more I thought, you know, this could really work. So he has the experience, really the drive, the maturity, one at the highest level where he can, and really he absolutely has that DNA for the Jaguars to win.
And in that process, you mentioned learning. You wanted to learn from the process as well, correct?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, the devil's in the details on what does a winning organization, you know, what do they have to go through? There are certain things they can't control. A lot of that they can't control.
Your sense of the Coughlin-Caldwell-Marone dynamic. You like it. Obviously, you think it'll work. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, I like it. I think it's going to work. I think it's structured right. You know, Tom, he, you know, for him to really be effective, he didn't want to be a hood ornament, mm-hmm. of, you know, and we didn't want that. So he has to have, you know, sole responsibility. Right. I mean, frankly, to be brutally honest, he didn't even ask for that. As I looked at it, I thought we need that. I think Dave's done a great job on talent, but he, you know, he's a young guy. Mm-hmm. I think he can learn a lot from Tom, and you know, there might be a natural human emotion that, gee, you know,
sure.
On. But I think if you look at what's best for the Jaguars, I think this is the structure. Dave gets to do with the talent, and like I say, he's worked hard, done a good job. How do we get more wins?
Right.
And Doug Marrone, I think the more time I've spent with him, really the more I like him, and I think he's absolutely the right guy for us.
Right.
And, you know, not every coach or, you know, head of football operations necessarily, you know, are two peas in a pod the way Doug and Tom
sure.
are with their history. So, and we couldn't have just picked a head coach and say, okay, now Tom, you're going to be head of the operation.
Right.
That wouldn't have worked. And this is one time where you have the three people, and you got to get the right people with the right responsibility that can work together.
Hard to imagine Tom as a hood ornament, but that's I like that. Are you sensing a positive reaction from fans? Sounds like ticket sales are good. I mean,
yeah.
It seems like the momentum's good.
Yeah, I think the reaction is good. I think you have to be aware of it. But to me, this is not, we're not doing these things, hey, what are the fans going to say? We're doing it, hey, in our judgment, the best way of winning?
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, that's what it's all about.
Amphitheater is very close to getting there. How enthusiastic are you about the business side, all the strides made, obviously? It seems like it continues to go in the right direction.
Yeah, I think we're doing well. I think the amphitheater is critical
mm-hmm.
Because we want more fans coming to the city. They need to have more attractions, turning football into a weekend. I felt this from day one, that Jaguars can be really a growth engine for the city of Jacksonville, help it realize its potential. So the amphitheater, the flex field mm-hmm. are absolutely vital to do that. And then obviously, you know, we're looking at working with the city on south of there,
right.
you know, to have some critical mass and help revitalize downtown Jacksonville.
What's next? Any hints?
I think, you know, the proposals are due like mid-March, I believe. You know, we'd like to be successful, but irregardless, I think we want to have growth over there where it is a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, the center of gravity kind of moves a little bit east. But, you know, you need a critical mass to draw people. And then to, you know, generate the revenue and the energy and the excitement.